Delilah.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. Inspiration. Inspiration, that is what I want this podcast to be for you. Every time we do a podcast, I want to have an uplifting conversation that entertains, enlightens, and inspires. I hope that's how you feel about it, and I'm so glad you are here with me every few weeks. I doubt that I could find a more inspiring guest than the person that is joining me today. He's a household name. He is beloved by millions. And now a movie has been made about his incredible life. That's in theaters this weekend, April 28th. Born in 1949 in Marshall, Texas, he grew up in an impoverished family and discovered boxing as a passion and an outlet for his anger. He established an impressive amateur record and won a gold medal in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. By 1972, he had a perfect 37-0 record, leading him to become the world's heavyweight champion. In 73, a title he was able to successfully defend twice. Yep. You guessed it. You're right. My guest today is none other than the legendary George Foreman. After a fight against Jimmy Young in 1977, George had an experience that I want to get into with him that changed his life, a transformation, if you will, leading him to become an ordained minister. He later founded the George Foreman Youth and Community Center, a place for kids who need direction like he once did. However, after a few years, the Youth and Community Center was in financial trouble, and George returned to the ring to save it. In doing so, he became the oldest fighter ever to win the heavyweight crown. He was 45. That was in 1987, and George wouldn't retire for another 10 years. During his impressive 29-year boxing career, he fought against legends, including Joe Frazier, Jose Roman, Ken Norton, Muhammad Ali, and we're gonna talk about that because I heard they later became dear friends, Evander Holyfield, Michael Moorer. Since the early 1990s, he's not only become famous for his boxing, but he has sold over 100 million. 100 million. I can't even fathom that number. George Foreman, Lean Mean Grilling Machine Units, and he's authored 10 books. Today, he is currently a pastor at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in Houston, looking forward to the release of his biopic, and has generously agreed to sit down and chat with us. I'm so excited for this conversation. We're going to dive right in as soon as I've shared a word about this episode's first delicious, comfortable podcast sponsor. Spring is in the air, and there's no better time to spruce up your bedding as well as your bath and your active apparel. Give yourself the gift of comfort and relaxation with Caraloha. Caraloha's bamboo viscose products are super soft, cool, allergy resistant, and good for the planet, staying fresher for longer, which is better for you and the environment. Caution before buying, the sheets are so soft you may never want to leave your bed. Do something nice for yourself. Visit Caraloha.com, C-A-R-I-L-O-H-A, Caraloha.com, where the style of the Caribbean meets the spirit of Aloha. That's Caraloha.com. Hello, George. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah.
Hello.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. I know you've got a crazy schedule. I know you must be so excited. So I'm just going to jump right in here. Tell me about what it felt like making this movie, watching your life story unfold on the big screen. What was that like?
That's not easy because you go through life, a lot of my life being a celebrity, and you try to hide as much as you can. Get a big house, you put a brick wall around it, you get dog glasses, you hide your face, big limousine with dog on the window so nobody can see you. You actually hide your life, but it came a time in my life when I wanted to reveal it, and you have to be truthful. And this was the time for it. When I looked at the movie, I was kind of scared too because, hey, I was trying to hide all of this, but now I had to make it true.
So there was a lot in the movie. I was blessed. I got to watch it. They sent me a screener. I've known about you. I'm not a huge sports follower or a huge sports fan. And I was, you know, young when you were winning gold medals in Mexico City for the Olympics. But obviously, I've seen you. I've owned the Lean Green Grilling Machine. But the thing that I knew most about you is that you have five boys named George. I mean, that when I heard George Foreman, that's what touched me. And you touched on that in the movie a little bit, but you actually have a whole passel of kids. You got, what, seven daughters?
No, just five. I have five daughters and five sons.
Five daughters, five sons. So that's a full house.
Believe me, that's enough.
How many grandbabies?
We have 15 grandkids and three great-grandkids.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Well, I'm telling you, and that's the most wonderful part of my life, being a grandfather. A father was great, but being a grandfather is even better. I mean, it's wonderful.
My show, the radio show that I do every night, that I've been doing as long as you've been boxing almost, is about love and about relationships. And so most of the interviews I have are authors who've written about love or who touched on love. And there were three love stories that were front and center in your movie that I want to ask you about. And I'm going to save the best for last. The love story between you and your mama was so sweet in the movie. Was she really that good, that godly of a woman, George?
No, that lady, my mom, really loved me. She really thought I was something special. You get up in the morning, you don't have anything. You go out your door, and you're not important to anyone. But having that mother who really believed in me, cared about me, that was something. And I've never forgotten it because I was brought up without a lot of food, without a lot of mostly without anything. I didn't have hope. And then I found faith late on in my life. But that mother gave me something that I treasured. She loved me. I always knew I was loved.
That came across loud and clear in the movie, that she loved you and that she wanted the best for you. She said, "You're better than this. You're better than this," when you were making bad choices.
So many times she told me that. And I was just like, she doesn't really know me. but I'd heard my mom tell those stories about they being brought up on a farm and working. And she and her sisters would get together and tell those stories. And they were so proud because they talk about her father. Papa never raised any thieves. None of his children had gone to jail. And they said over and over, at first it was a joke, and then one day you hear those stories, and I was the thief, and I was the one going to jail. It embarrassed me so much. One night while running from the police, I revisited those statements, and I realized for the first time I had become all those things my mom said her family never had, with thieves and people going to jail. And that's what changed my life. I remember covering my face with slop under a house so the dogs wouldn't smell me.
Yeah, wasn't slop. That's a good word for it. But I watched the movie. I knew exactly where that sewage was coming from.
I didn't want those dogs to sniff me out. I knew I would go to jail. I covered myself. And I don't think the dogs wanted to smell me at that point. but my mom would tell the birds, and I wanted to make her proud of me. I just wasn't a thief. I just didn't know I was until that night.
And that night you came to that realization. The second love story that stood out to me in watching the movie, and then after I watched it, I stayed up all night doing a deep dive on your life. But the relationship between you and the character portrayed by Forrest Whitaker, Doc, because that was just beautiful.
I went out for boxing because I was challenged. Everybody told me in the Job Corps, you think you're so tough and rough, why don't you become a boxer? And I met Doc Brodus the first time, and I said to him, I want to become a boxer, only because I wanted to become a better street fighter. I didn't want to really be a boxer. I wanted to learn how to hit the speed bag and skip the ropes, go back to Houston, Texas, and beat up everybody. But Doc Brodus, the first person who really believed in me, he kept telling me, George, you can be an Olympic champion if you stop fighting in the streets, clean up your life. You can be heavyweight champ of the world. I didn't want to box, but I didn't want to let him down. He believed in me. And that's the story of George Foreman. Someone not giving up on you and believing in you. Forrest Whitaker brought that out in the movie.
Oh, my God. I was crying. I'm a sap, but
I cried
when I saw, and the two actors did such a good job. I also did a little research because I was trying to find out who played young George. You know, that was Chris Davis, and then who played older George, and I found out that was Chris Davis. He put on how much weight to play you?
Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
I could not believe it. That was an actor. I wanted someone truly to do the George Foreman story, but I didn't want anyone trying to imitate my life. This man came out and acted out the George Foreman story. He did it so much. I was pulling for George Foreman. I've forgotten who I was. It was he.
Yeah,
George Foreman. To this day, I don't like to take pictures around him because I want people to think that's George.
That's George. Yeah, he
is George.
He was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I loved
what
how
an actor. What an actor.
At the end of the movie, they put a clip of the movie with a clip from real life, from the actual fights. Uh-huh. They put a clip of you and you know your mama, and then a clip from real life. That brought it all together for me. That was beautiful. I hope everybody goes to see this movie.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Big George Foreman. Now, the third relationship, the love story that I have to ask about is the relationship between you and the Lord Jesus. It showed that you were killed, that you died in the locker room, and that you had a moment where you were gone. And when you came back, you were born again. What was that? What really happened? What really transformed in your spirit Like, I want to know.
I went back into the dressing room. I lost a 12-round decision. Kind of disappointed about it, but I'd gone 12 rounds to prove I had stamina. When I tried to cool off in the dressing room, I started thinking, you don't have to worry about that boxing match. You're still George Foreman. I thought about my wealth, and you could, you know, you got your ranch. You can go home and retire and die. That had never come into my mind at all. I was about to die, not only die, but in a dirty, smelling dressing room when I had all these big homes. And I fought that night to keep my life, and I lost the fight. And I looked around in this dark, I died. And I told everybody in the room, I'm fixing to die. And I looked around, there was nothing over my head, under me, nothing. Death. And there's a horrible smell that goes along with death. I haven't gotten over that yet. But I got angry at that moment and said, I don't care if this is death. I still believe there's a God. There was no hope for me anyway. But I had a prayer answered once when I was praying for one of my nephews.
Little George.
Yeah, and I prayed, and that prayer was answered. I didn't believe in religion, but I believed that time in that prayer. That's why I said, I don't care if this is death. I was delivered from this place and given a second chance to live. Oh, and then you realize, and I thought I was gone. I told everybody, I'm dying, but I'm dying for God. And I laid on that dressing room table, and I told my doctor, move your hands because the thorns on his head are making him bleed. I actually saw blood coming down my forehead, and I looked in my hand. I told my masseur, move your hand. He's bleeding where they crucified him. I started screaming, Jesus Christ is coming alive in me, something I never believed in. I just thought it was something my dear mother had going on. I didn't know what it really was. For 10 years, I stopped. I didn't box anything. I preached. I became an evangelist. For 10 years, I didn't even make a fist trying to tell everybody about that story.
And then God said, okay, you're going to go back in the ring. You're a little chubby. You're a little overweight and out of shape. But in the movie, your wife said God showed her in a vision that you were going to win the championship title again. And you believed on that and clung to it.
Yeah, once again, I found that certain person that loved me and believed in me. And she had this vision once. She said, I had a dream, a vision. You were going to be heavyweight champion of the world again. I thought she was just trying to make me feel good, but she actually did. And I'd gone back into boxing and started fighting all the way to a chance for the title. Lost it the first time, but I almost won. Then got a second chance and really plowed at it because of her vision. And I did become champ. My wife, she said she saw it. And after a while, you believe everything your wife said, you know. And because the most sincere people in your life turn out to be your wife, your mom, and your wife.
And she's been by your side now for almost 40 years.
That's right. 40 years of somebody believing in me. Always there. We fight, but she always wins. I can't get her. She's the winner every time.
Don't even bother,
because
George.
Because she cares for me.
She does. We've had such unbelievable luck getting to spend time with our guest today. I have many more questions for George Foreman right after I give another podcast sponsor some time in the spotlight. If you're going to wear glasses, there's one brand of frames I recommend. You have to look for it, but it's worth it. The brand is called Eyes of Faith Optical. I discovered this brand. I fell in love with their style of frames. I wear them every day now and get so many compliments. It was only after I discovered the beauty of their frames did I discover the subtle message hidden on the inside of every frame, a scripture from the Bible. Their purpose is not only to provide you with a great frame, but to help others too. Eyes of Faith Optical shares a generous amount of the money they earn to improve the lives and eyesight of so many others, many of them less fortunate than you and I. See their frames and choose the ones that make you feel great when you wear them. EOFOptical.com is their website. You're going to love what you discover. EOFOptical.com. So do you have any words of inspiration for people who might be struggling today, Anything of inspiration you could say to somebody who feels like they're in the ring, feels like they're getting beat up by life, feels like they just can't win this round?
And my mother always told me a little story. She said, George, God may not be there when you call on him, but he's always right on time. And I used to think, yeah, that's some of that mom talk. If you really learn to pray, all things are possible. Just don't give up on your prayers. Have faith in your prayers. Dreams still come true.
Amen. And he is always right on time. Not on my time.
Right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time. That's good that I said that. Now I realize it all over again.
I think this movie is right on time. I feel like we need hope and we need inspiration and we need to be reminded that a mother's love is the most powerful earthly love, and that a friend like you had in Doc, you know, greater love there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for a friend.
Boy, you got that right.
I could see in the movie that you would lay down your life, not just for Doc, but I don't know how true it was, the man who lost all your money, but I saw such sweet forgiveness in the movie even for that. And I know you wouldn't have included that unless you had forgiven him.
Oh, I learned forgiveness. And everyone should learn forgiveness, because without it, you don't have family. There's not a chance. You can lose your own mom and dad if you don't learn to forgive, and your children. So I learned forgiveness. It was the best way to hold on to everything I have. Keep forgiving. My mom talked about it, and I learned to live it.
Well, I know your time is short, but one more quick question. I learned doing a deep dive that you and Muhammad Ali became dear friends as well. Is that true?
Boy, that guy took my title. I was angry with him for a long time and even 4 minutes into being hate. But I was delivered from that after I found God. He became the most wonderful person in my life. Fell in love with the guy. We did talk on the telephone, and then the advent of FaceTime, we'd actually see each other on the telephone. And he still wanted to win, of course. How many grandkids you got, George? I'd say 3. I have 4. How many grandkids? I got 5. He said, I have 6. He always wanted to win. He never wanted to lose. And I learned to love him more than, he became one of my best friends ever.
The actor who portrayed him did such a good job with his arrogance and his dancing and his yabba dabba 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 da. Fight like a butterfly.
I was listening to him thinking, shut up, man. In the movie, he made me really relive those moments with him.
Sullivan Jones, the name of the actor who played Muhammad Ali. Man, he must have watched films because he nailed it.
He nailed it. To irritated me all over again. And Chris Davis, boy, what an actor.
What an actor.
I never dreamed that anyone could play that part, but he did it. He made me really, really, really relive every moment, good and bad, of my life. What a great actor.
Well, it is a beautiful movie. I don't know how they crammed that much. You know, they crammed the fights. They got the everything, the anger. You could just see you were like a raging bull, anger seething out of you. And then the way that you were transformed after you died and God appeared in your spirit, that was just beautiful. It is a beautiful story. And how many years you've been preaching now?
Oh, 46 years now.
Now, if I was Muhammad, I'd say I've been preaching 47.
Amen. He would not let me lose. I mean, not let himself lose. What a competitor he had been.
What a fun, fun story. Well, thank you, George, for taking time with us. Thank you for doing this movie. Thank you for letting the walls down and letting people in, because, like I said, I think right now we need inspiration, and I think a lot of people will be inspired by your story.
Thank you for having me, too.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
The biopic based on the life story of Olympic boxing gold medalist and two-time world heavyweight champion George Foreman is out in theaters nationwide in April on the 28th. It stars Chris Davis as George Foreman and Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker as coach Doc Broaddus. Ah, he was brilliant in the movie. You're going to love this. I know you'll be inspired by the redemptive true story of Pastor George, one of the greatest comebacks of all time as far as sports go, and the transformational power of second chances and faith in God. You can find theaters and showtimes and get tickets at biggeorgeforeman.movie. Treat yourself. Go to the movies this weekend. Be awed. Be entertained. Be inspired. Indulge in some popcorn and Junior Mints while you're watching, because afterwards you're going to want to dig out your George Foreman lean, mean grilling machine, hit the gym, start paying better attention to what you're fueling your body with. Spring is an amazing, inspirational season. It's like the quote I've shared several times by Martin Luther that says, "Our Lord has written the promise of resurrection, not in books alone, but in every leaf of springtime." Inspiration surrounds us, it envelops us, it wraps us up in hope, and in love, it is everywhere, even where you might least expect it, like a movie about boxing. Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world. Go see it. Join me on the air nightly and right back here in a few weeks with Love Someone. And do me a favor, do just that. Take some time to slow down and love someone.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.